okay if you can go see what's out there for me?
No. I mean, I didn't really ever have any discussions with the Browns about being traded or wanting to be traded.
Now that it's all over and you've looked into it, how close were you to being traded, do you think?
Well, from what I heard from our fantastic beat reporter, Mary Kay Cabot, who told us there was a third and a fifth round switch issued. When I talked to Pat after the trade deadline, he didn't really give me the specifics other than Denver called, we were listening, you know, they offered some good things, but that we felt it wasn't enough, basically, was kind of the gist of the conversation. And it wasn't until Mary talked to me after the Thursday game that she said there was a third and fifth round switch issue, and then time just expired. So I guess it was close from those reports, and I haven't heard anything differently. I never really even asked my agent what the story was, because I don't even know if he was really involved in that late hour trade. But I guess it was kind of close. But I guess close only matters in a few things. And I'll leave that cliche to somebody else.
I guess the Browns have to listen if the Broncos call, right? But are you disappointed that they would say,
No, I'm happy. I like that the Browns like me because I like being here and I like my teammates and my coaches. And there's a lot of unfinished business for me here. And I'm really happy to continue my career. And I know a lot of guys really, really would do anything to get out of a losing situation, but that's not my mentality. I want to be here to try to turn it around. And, you know, we're 2-7 right now. That's not a good record. Many people would say you don't have anything to play for the rest of the season, but for me, there's a lot to play for. There's a lot of guys in this room whose careers depend on how we finish the season, and it helps, and it's going to be dependent on all of us playing well together. We're going to rely on each other to make sure we finish this the right way.
How much of it has to do with you loving being in Cleveland as far as wanting to stay here as opposed to the organization? I mean, do you really feel that this organization can turn this thing around, even though you're 2-7, and I think you're 2-12 since that 7-4 start last year? I mean, it would be, you know, understandable, as you said, you know, to be open to going to a winning program.
Yeah, I don't know what our odds of making the playoffs are right now. I see Cincinnati is undefeated, and usually you need to win your division to have a chance at the playoffs, so I'm not sure where that all lies. I guess I don't really pay a lot of attention to that because it doesn't matter. So for me, I just focus on how we can finish this season strong.
What about there's a chance that Cam may be playing next to you this week. Joel's probably going to be out. Just your thoughts on what you've seen from him.
And Well, I think he's ready. I'm excited to see what he can do out there in a full game. He got a little bit of a taste last week, but this week, if he's the guy, I'm sure he'll be getting the majority of the reps in practice. So that's a big part of getting ready for Sunday, is getting those reps in practice. So I'm excited to see how he does. I think he'll do a good job. He's shown that he can be a good player already from what we've seen in training camp and in practice. And now it's time to do it on a big stage against our biggest rival.
Hey, Joe, Mike just said that if Josh is healthy and able to do everything he needs to do, he's going to still be the guy on Sunday. A lot of people think maybe it's just time to turn to Johnny because you are 2-7. Mm-hmm. Mike said he thinks it'd be a disservice to the other guys in this room. Do you appreciate that kind of philosophy that if everybody else is trying to win in here, we can't just look to see what one, kind of evaluate one guy?
Yeah, you know, like Daryl said, I don't know what the chances of the playoffs are, but they're pretty slim, and so it's easy to say, well, let's play for next year. But I think it's important to continue to send the message that we're still trying to win every single game that we go in. We're doing what we can to try to win the game. We're putting the best foot out there to try to win the game now. It's not about trying to develop guys for the future because, as everybody knows in this business, guys are fighting for their jobs every single Sunday and every single season. So there's not going to be any mailing it in trying to play for next year right now.
You think that includes the coaching staff?
It includes everybody. I mean, we're a 2-7 team. Everyone needs to get evaluated every single week, and that's going to happen after the season, no matter how we finish. But there's extra scrutiny when you're not making the playoffs and you're not a winning team and you don't have a winning record.
What is your outlook right now, professionally?
Extremely positive, and that's the way I will always be.